From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica's cabinet reshuffle leaves former Manly Air P.J. Patterson out, but Mr. Patterson says he will be back.
I am not abandoning politics. Indeed, I am very, very confident that I shall return.
Communist Party leader René Theodore could be Haiti's next president, after all. And the Cuban government opens the new year with a scathing attack on its dissidents and their alleged supporters. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaica's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, P.J. Patterson, is out of the cabinet of Prime Minister Michael Manley. Mr. Patterson reportedly opted to stay out of the cabinet in a New Year's reshuffle announced by Prime Minister Manley. Patterson's finance portfolio has been given to Hugh Small, formerly Minister of Industry and Production, but the post of Deputy Prime Minister remains vacant. The reshuffling of the cabinet was precipitated by the resignation of Mining and Energy Minister Horace Clark over the granting of a $29.5 million tax waiver to Shell Oil Company West Indies Limited. Dr. Brian Meeks, lecturer in government at the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies, has been following this most recent challenge to the Manley administration. I asked him how significant it was that Mr. Manley has left the post of Deputy Prime Minister vacant.